Now, you're a bluegrass player, correct?
Yes.
Why the fascination with Carter Stanley, who was the brother of Ralph Stanley?
Well, he was one of the innovators of what we call today bluegrass music, along with Bill Monroe, Flatten Scruggs, and the Stanley Brothers. He was one of the early innovators. But not only that, he was a very soulful, expressive singer who really conveyed a lot of emotion in the music that he put forth. And he was also a very expressive songwriter. Not only was he an expressive singer, but a songwriter as well. And it was just a very dynamic package, if you will.
Talk about the life of sorrow. What exactly are you referring to there in the title of the play? You were saying also that maybe he felt a little resentment that they didn't get, the Stanleys didn't get maybe some of the recognition some of the other groups got.
Well, that's true, yeah. Bill Monroe was a star on the Grand Ole Opry. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs came along and had a lot of success with syndicated TV programs and whatnot. But the Stanley Brothers, as good as they were, never really broke into the big-time ranks that some of the other entertainers did, and that had an effect on Carter. He knew he was talented. He knew what they had was good, but it just didn't seem to click with the mass appeal. And other people have, especially family members, have asserted that when Carter was a teenager, their father left home and pretty much left the family kind of high and dry there, and Carter never really recovered from that, although he did reconnect with his father in later years. It is still kind of left a void, an emptiness within him.
Sounds like good songwriting material too, huh?
Yes.
We're talking with Gary Reed. His one-man show is A Life of Sorrow, The Life and Times of Carter Stanley. You're on stage as Carter Stanley. What is it you're trying to evoke or get across to people?
Carter's been gone from the music scene for 50 years, and he did so much to lay the foundations for what we know today as bluegrass music. But people today hear the name, but they really don't know anything about him. So it's kind of my attempt to let today's audiences know what a special person he was, and let them connect with this bluegrass legend.
When you've done the show before, and you've done it in Roanoke County at the library and some other places, when you get comments from people, either that or on the Facebook page, people that have seen the show, what are they telling you, Gary, about the performance?
A lot of people are, I guess, thankful that they've been given the opportunity to learn about Carter. I got an email just the other day from a woman up in Columbus, Ohio, who saw the show up there, and she said that she'd listened to his music for years but never really knew the man behind the music. So she was thankful for the opportunity, just to learn where the music came from.
You've actually won an award for writing the music of the Stanley Brothers from the Bluegrass Hall of Fame or
the International Bluegrass Music Association.
Right, talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every year the International Bluegrass Music Association gives awards to musicians and industry people for contributions to the music throughout the year. And I was honored to have received the award for the Print Media Person of the Year for a book that I released earlier in the year. University of Illinois Press published a book called The Music of the Stanley Brothers, which traces their recording career from 1947 through 1966.
How much research did you put into that? How much time?
A lot. I actually started back in 1975 on an informal basis, mainly for my own use and information and education. And over the years, as people found out about what I was doing, the comment that I kept hearing from people was, you need to write a book. About 3 years ago, I guess, I began in earnest to put everything together and submitted it to the University of Illinois Press, and was thankful that they liked the project, and I've been well pleased with their efforts.
Last question is sort of a two-parter. What was the dynamic between Ralph and Carter? And does Ralph Stanley, who still performs today and is, I guess, his kin, do they still pay tribute to Carter?
Yeah. although they were brothers, they had a completely different personalities. Carter was the older brother by about 18 months, and he was very outgoing, gregarious, and he was the front man for the group. He introduced all the songs at the shows, was a very genial master of ceremonies. Ralph, on the other hand, while they were together, was more content to come off as a harmony singer and instrumentalist, and he did a lot of the background chores. After Carter passed away, Ralph was kind of thrust into that role of being the MC and the front man, which he's done a marvelous job of grooming himself in that capacity.
And his star has really rose, obviously, since Carter passed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Does he still pay homage to his brother?
Yeah. He has a song that he introduced about 45 years ago, I guess, called The Hills of Home, which is a tribute to Carter Stanley, which he does that quite often. But he continues to feature a lot of the Stanley Brothers songs on his performances today. So, in that way, yeah, he's definitely paying homage to his brother.
Let me ask you one other question. Was it like a particular song, Gary, that you happened to hear one time that with Carter and Ralph that you said, wow, I want to zone in on this story?
Well, not so much a particular song per se. An album that I heard by accident back in 1973, I guess, my senior year of high school, when there was just something about the sound that emanated from the speakers when the needle hit the grooves of the record. It was like, this is it. It's the real thing. And it's 40-some years later, it's still with me.
All right, Gary Reed is the man behind the one-man show, A Life of Sorrow, The Life and Times of Carter Stanley. And Gary, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.